Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here, and of course you can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves, as we like to say. Our website is freetalklive.com. Of course, we always bring stuff to the table to discuss with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Did you guys talk about D's Nuts earlier this week when I was out on Thursday?
That's the candidate that is running in... Where is it in the upper and northern Midwest? I can't remember exactly.
Well, he was running, he or she or whatever you want to call D's Nuts. But apparently D's Nuts, according to Yahoo News, the rap will have to be pulling out of the U.S. presidential race prematurely, as the headline says here. RT had reported earlier this week on D's Nuts polling better than traditional GOP hopefuls. According to their story, when people say that these nuts are climbing in the campaign polls, they're usually referring to candidates making outlandish statements, not an internet meme. But independent politician D's Nuts, D-E-E-Z-N-U-T-S, is outperforming several presidential contenders. D's Nuts was polling this week at 9% in North Carolina, tied with Republican hopeful Marco Rubio and outperforming GOP candidates Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, and Scott Walker, who garnered 6% each. Now, this is an independent candidate, and it's interesting that they would even include an independent candidate in a poll, which would also have Republicans in it. Normally, you know, you only see polls of just the one party at this point in the game, being that it's before the primary.
Yeah, it's making sense, but it's only marginally more comical than Trump's run.
The website Know Your Meme lists D's Nuts as, quote, a video remix series containing a clip of internet personality Welvin the Great saying the phrase D's Nuts into a phone, which is often added as the punchline into a variety of videos on Instagram and Vine. It was also a popular joke in the 1990s. I gotta say, I'm not familiar with the meme of D's Nuts. I mean, I remember people using that phrase in the 90s.
It's something to the effect, the meme, you mean the new meme as opposed to the 90s thing?
I don't know if there was a meme. I guess, internet meme, okay. Right? So it would have been a meme in the 90s because it was something that people said and sort of passed around. North Carolina is not the only place, however, where D's Nuts has gained prominence in a crowded field. His North Carolina ranking goes along with his 8% in Minnesota and 7% in Iowa in our recent polling, the firm noted. D's Nuts' popularity held steady in Minnesota from a poll released on August 4th. The company, which is often described as Democratic-leaning, didn't add D's Nuts to its surveys on a whim, though. The internet meme really is running for president as an independent candidate. At the end of July, D's Nuts filed a statement of candidacy with the Federal Election Commission. Not much is known about the politician whose papers list Wallingford, Iowa, as the campaign headquarters. But now more is known about who it was that filed the campaign paperwork for D's Nuts. And by the way, I was curious about, you know, how one goes about doing that kind of thing, and, you know, is there an identification required? Because you'd asked me before we went on the air, did this person really legally change their name to D's Nuts? And it's certainly possible someone could do that if they want, you know, here in New Hampshire, if you've got $110, you can go down to the probate court and they'll change your name to whatever you darn well feel like changing your name to. In this case, that didn't happen. This is actually a 15-year-old high school student named Brady Olson. This, according to the Yahoo News report, the teenager was apparently inspired to declare his candidacy when he learned of a Louisiana cat that had joined the race. He told the Daily Beast, quote, "When I heard about the Limberbutt McCubbin story, I realized I could." Olson filed his official paperwork on July 26 as D's Nuts, according to a public policy polling survey. And 1 out of 10 North Carolina voters would pick him for a race between Nuts, Donald Trump, and Hillary Clinton, as he started polling at 8%, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, as you know, the Constitution does require candidates for office to be at least 35 years old.
For president,
so,
yeah.
For president. So I don't, unfortunately, D's Nuts is going to have to withdraw before climax, if you will, from this race. And
It's funny.
I'm disappointed. I was really hoping for a D's Nuts, Vermin Supreme dual candidacy.
Vermin Supreme is the candidate that wears the rubber boot on his head and runs on a pretty regular basis. He looks like a mad gnome. I mean, it's the craziest race that I can remember with...
Is it, though?
Yes.
Why is it the craziest race you can remember?
Because the candidates are out there just so odd.
They look like the same old pack to me.
You think Donald Trump looks like the same old pack?
Okay, Donald Trump's different, right?
Okay.
But most of these guys, you know, a lot of them have run before. Huckabee's in the race.
Sure.
Santorum's in the race.
Sure.
I'm surprised Romney's not in.
There seems to be more sort of Tea Party candidates in the race than there have ever been.
Whatever that means.
Well, that it means that there are more, you know, these more conservative candidates that have been, gotten their momentum from the Tea Party.
The hell was the last time anyone poured some tea at a Tea Party anyway? It's been a long time since I've seen
it. I don't know what that has to do with anything. It's called the Tea Party.
It stands for what? Taxed enough already?
I think that's one of the things they're going
to. I'm just saying, when was the last time there was a Tea Party?
I don't know.
I don't recall. It's been literally a couple of years, I think, at least, in this area.
Also, the Democratic side seems like they, you know, to my mind, they don't have a candidate that's running that particularly has is electable. They have a candidate who has so many scandals in her past that it seems like in a general she doesn't have a shot. The one that seems to be the favorite right now is 75. It will be 75 come election time, and that seems like, to me, it seems like too much, too old for anybody to go for, personally.
Well, that's why the time is right for D's Nuts and Vermin Supreme. I was really hoping to see a Vermin get together, maybe reach out to D's Nuts if, you know, it turned out that he wasn't a 15-year-old and unfortunately can't legally run because of that. But it would have been fun to see like a Supreme Nuts 16 bumper sticker, something like that. For those of you who don't know who Vermin Supreme is, I'm sure we will have him on here again as a guest prior to the primary election. He's the only candidate that I have given a contribution to for this particular political season, and I'm proud to support Vermin Supreme. He is, as he says, all politicians are vermin, but he is the Vermin Supreme.
Well,
and I believe him.
I'm running as a write-in, and my platform is solely that I'm going to give away twice as much as Bernie Sanders. Whatever it is, you want twice as much, vote for me.
If you want to share your thoughts, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Confronted a presidential candidate right here in Keene this week. Jeb Bush was in town. We actually had some liberty activists go out there. Daryl W. Perry, who's actually running for president for real, unlike you, Mark.
He's not giving away free stuff. What
no,
do you mean,
he's not.
What do you mean for real?
Have you filed with the FEC?
I don't need to file with the FEC. It's a write-in candidacy.
Oh, right. You're right. Okay, write in. So I guess, yeah. I don't know what all the rules are and who has to file and how that works. I don't know.
All I'm saying is write my name in. I'll take the office. And give you twice as much as Bernie Sanders.
Now, you want them to write your name in the general election, right? Not the primary? Because you're going to probably vote for Rand Paul.
I likely will vote for Rand Paul because I am an office-holding Republican, and so therefore, I'm not... I'm voting in the Republican primary, and he seems like the one that's best to me.
The 15-year-old in this case, Brady, is saying that he's not giving up on his dream to become the first 15-year-old president of the United States, despite that pesky Constitution and its rules. He says, quote, "The next step is to get some party nominations, like the Minnesota Independence Party or the Modern Whig Party. It would also be great to find a VP, preferably McCubbins," which is the cat that he mentioned earlier, "because the Nuts McCubbins ticket sounds amazing," he says. So, you know, I wish him the best
of luck.
The
kid's got quite a sense of humor.
I think it's great. I mean, young people being interested in the system, even if it's trolling it, that's a step in the right direction, right?
To you, trolling the system is always a step in the right direction. You just like it.
Well, you can join us here. Share your thoughts on D's Nuts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And other news, I guess you guys touched on this on Thursday night, Mark, but we didn't get into detail. It's the story about the United States, the one that puts it at number 20.
Oh, this one, yeah.
Number 20 in the overall freedom rankings. It's gone down the list. It has not been rising on this list. It is going, I guess it is rising in number, but it's going down in rank. It is not good to be number 20. It was much worse than what it was, which was like 10 or 13 previously. And
the United States isn't the freest place on earth.
So
that's what I was told in my childhood. And it was actually number one at one point.
Yeah, and they've done a lot of study here, so we can talk a little bit about it. You can share your thoughts on the U.S. not being so free after all. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend at GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is is Free Talk Live. What do you want to talk about? Silly presidential candidates or the awful presidential candidates? You can certainly do so here. It's open phones all the time. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've also got the news about the dismal rankings of the United States compared to other countries around the world. We can talk about that as well. Once again, 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
If you've got a business of your own, you know how frustrating IT can be. It doesn't have to be, though. IT can serve your needs reliably, predictably, and on time. RootWork Infotech helps businesses achieve always-on reliability, keeping your customers happy and your staff productive. RootWork can make IT meet your needs, and to prove it, they'll give you 30 minutes on the phone with one of their senior consultants for free to answer any of your IT questions. So they're going to give you solutions to your IT problem right over the phone for free. Just go to rootwork.it/FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and that'll get you your free call. It's rootwork.it/FTL. Root is spelled R-O-O-T, work.it/FTL.
All right, so let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Kevin listening in Wyoming. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm on I-90. Hey, I got a question. There's a program called Waters World that's on Fox News, and I'd like to see Waters go out and talk to a bunch of sixth graders and see what they understand about wiping files or deleting files. I was shocked by Hillary Clinton's statement the other day when Ed Henry asked the question about wiping files. She said, what do you mean, wiping? Like wiping with a cloth or something stupid? That is mean to every U.S. citizen.
Yeah, wiping the computer, I believe, is what the statement was similar to that.
So is the idea she didn't know, was she feigning that she didn't know what wiping files meant?
That's correct. Yeah, and I'd like to see what sixth graders like to think about that. I think it'd be very, very interesting.
All right. Well, I can't help you with that, but yeah, that would be very interesting, I suppose. It is always interesting to find out the engagement level of young people in America, and I imagine they would be well aware of what wiping files are.
Yeah. I can't imagine. It's hard to predict the future and presidential campaigns. I mean, I'm thinking back to 2012, where we had this every 3 weeks there was a new front runner. So it's difficult to know today what's going to happen in a few months. But it really seems difficult to me to imagine that somebody who's had so many scandals. I mean, it just goes back more than a decade worth of scandals. I don't care that much about most of them. It just seems that they're so public that, during a general, that's going to get brought up over and over again.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm ex-military, and I used to have a TS clearance, and what she did was absolutely wrong, and it's not going to go away.
Thanks, Kevin, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. Let's talk to Chris in South Carolina. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. By the way, where are you calling from in South Carolina?
Me, I'm calling between Myrtle Beach and Florence. I'm a musician on my way to a job.
Excellent, sir. I imagine you're listening to WRNN. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I hear for the last many years about the Republican Party's always saying the only way to get the country going again is the private sector. Well, here we got a private sector guy, Donald Trump, trying to get in to run for president, and all the party's doing is bashing him. Now, there's a guy that's got new ideals, new ways, and all this. And I mean,
what are his new ideas? Honestly, I don't know. I don't pay any attention to these presidential candidates.
One of his ideals is that he has hired many people. He's done a lot of trade. That's where he is right now. That's all I do know about Donald Trump.
How's that a new idea? The fact that he's hired people.
Well, I mean, what I've heard on the radio and from him, because I'm mostly on the road. I haven't really sat down and listened to a lot of, who they are, what they are. But what I have heard over the years is that, the only way this country is going to get going back in jobs is the private sector. Well, he is a private sector guy. I don't see all these career guys who've been in the office in Washington for many years. They all got ideals, but nobody's putting the ideals to work.
I think I can agree that you can give Trump that credit, right? Like, he is somebody who's a success in his own right, whether you agree with all the things he does or not.
Some people would say four bankruptcies means he's not a success in business.
Well, sometimes you have to fail your way to success in life, Mark.
Romney can claim a much better track record in business than Trump could, to my mind.
Let's put it this way. He got up there and he says he got away with all his tax things that he done because that's the way of the law, okay? Now, someone has got all that kind of money, and then there's other people got money going offshores. Why isn't that money being taxed? Even like, okay, you go to any food line around here or Lowe's
food line
on Friday, that's a grocery store.
Food Lion? I thought they closed that brand down in the late 90s.
No, well, listen. You go there on a Friday night, all this money, they got lines of people sending money over to Mexico, okay? Why don't they tax that money going over there? Because here's why they won't do it.
How about we just don't tax anybody? How about no more taxes at all?
Instead of begging the
government to tax people who are smart enough to try to avoid those taxes, how about we congratulate those people?
They congratulate them. They come over here, okay, illegal, okay? They're not coming over the way my grandfather did, okay, or my great-grandfather did from Ireland. Okay.
What, were you there?
Your grandfather came from Ireland. There's a good chance they came illegally.
Well, they come. They come here on a boat through New York City. Okay.
Some did, some didn't. Boston's full of Irish for a reason.
Well, listen, man. I'm not here. I'm just trying to get a point out.
But that's what talk radio is all about, is that conflict.
Last year's, all you've been hearing is that the Republican Party is saying the only way to get this country back going is the private sector. They have a private sector guy running for president who doesn't need nobody's money. He doesn't need anybody underneath his belt saying, hey, I'm going to donate all this money.
Yeah, he certainly I'll give you that one, too, Chris. Thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. Drive safe tonight. I'll give him that one, too. Like, you know, Trump has the intellectual honesty to not run in lockstep with all of the other Republican candidates. He's the only guy who refused to endorse whoever the eventual nominee is, and he deserves, I think, a fair amount of credit for being willing to take that kind of independent stand on stage. I mean, to me, he's just another politician. He's more entertaining than the average politician. I'll give him that, but I certainly don't agree with a lot of things he's talking about.
Okay, so there are other private sector people in there. Dr. Carson is in, as is Dr. Rand Paul. They're both private sector.
There's that
guys.
HP lady, right?
Yep, HP, Carly Fiorina.
And now look, the thing is with these private sector people, this has been tried so many different times where somebody comes along and they ran a company, and so they say things like, well, you should elect me because I ran the most successful computer corporation in the world for X amount of years. I'll bring my business expertise to the Oval Office. We'll make government run like a business. When has that ever been the case?
Government can't run like a business. It doesn't have the same market mechanisms.
But, Mark, what if someone who knows how to run a business gets into the government? Couldn't they force the government to run like a business?
Only if they made it so the government did not claim a monopoly privilege over the given land mass.
None of them are planning to do that.
No, they're not. They intend to run the government like a monopoly, and it will run like a monopoly, as it has for thousands of years.
Join us at 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGTHEM.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill?
Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and Body Extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you may dial toll-free to join us here on the live Saturday edition of this program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And here is how, very simply, you can save 20, 25%, maybe even more on whatever you want to buy from Amazon. Almost everything at Amazon you can get through saveatpurse.com. And when you go to saveatpurse.com, you can get registered. Basically, what's happening is you create an account, and we get a very small credit for anything that you buy from that point forward. There's another URL that you can go to after that. But for right now, just go to saveatpurse.com, get signed up through that link, and then go and get some Bitcoin if you don't yet have any, because that's the key to this. That's how you get this huge discount off the already amazing prices and selection of products over at Amazon. So if you've shopped at Amazon before, you know how great of an experience it can be. Now imagine saving 20% on everything that you buy there, because it's possible.
Just Amazon has just about everything you need for life. It's, you know, just about everything you need.
Saveatpurse.com. Go get signed up, and we'll tell you later how to get your hands on some Bitcoin. Price is down on the Bitcoin, by the way. Might be a good time to buy some of it. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Let's go right back to your phone calls and thoughts. We'll go first to Bob, listening in Ohio via TuneIn on his apps. Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, guys. How's it going tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Hey.
I just had a thought about how America is losing its freedom, and how it's not as free as it was, say, 20 years ago.
Sure.
I think some of the fault could be us as a society basically just whining and moaning about everything. One example is here in Ohio. They used to do a lot of decorations at the State House, at the City Hall, and it was a lot of Christmas decorations. And people were just whining and moaning about it because they say it's too religious, that it points too far to Christianity. So they gave in and said, okay, well, we won't do it anymore. No more nativity scenes, no more Christmas trees.
And now people whine and moan about that. Right?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That's really the difficulty here is that I agree with you, but I think that people whine and moan all over the planet. Is that, the people that call it whining and moaning are the ones that, don't want to change. And then once it gets changed, then those people whine and moan. So there's always somebody who's going to whine and moan.
That's a good point.
I don't know if people whining necessarily has to do with the loss of freedom. It could certainly be that people are apathetic and don't believe they can beat City Hall. So when the government guys continue to destroy freedom by passing more laws and regulations and taxes, the people just sit back and take it. And they whine about it, but they don't actually do anything about it. What do you think?
Right. That is a good point. What's kind of my idea of the day, but it's just, then we're also electing leaders that, anytime people start to whine and moan, well, they give in and start writing policies, like taking away our right to buy soda over 16 ounces and having...
That didn't actually happen, right? Didn't that get stopped in New York City, the soda restrictions?
I thought it went through.
Well, it went through, then it got taken away.
Yeah, but it got challenged
it went
or something.
Through Yeah, the fact that it went through in the first place was just...
No doubt. That's certainly an indicator that anybody who cares about freedom should not be in a place like New York. I mean, that place is just getting worse and worse, literally, as each day goes by. Bob, thanks for calling
in and
sharing your thoughts here tonight. Actually, I've heard there was an uptick, Mark. I don't know if that's true or not, but... I mean, you're saying crime's down over time, over a few decades, but I thought I heard recently that it...
Crime's down in comparison to New York. Crime in New York compared to Vermont, Maine, or New Hampshire stinks.
Very high.
So, yeah. Yeah.
So let's continue with your calls and thoughts. By the way, I did see here that Food Lion still does exist. Our last caller had mentioned Food Lion, and I thought they had changed branding way back in the late 1990s after the situation with the alleged expired meat. Turns out there was a big court case about that I wasn't aware of. It was ABC News that was investigating Food Lion back
then. High school in the 90s.
Yeah. I'd heard about the story, though, Mark. Yeah. Do you remember hearing about it?
Yeah, sure.
So apparently what was happening was ABC's undercover employees were supposedly witness to these alleged unsanitary practices, but the company sued ABC for fraud, claiming ABC's employees misrepresented themselves, trespassed, and because they came onto Food Lion property without permission and for breach of loyalty, the ABC employees videotaped non-public areas of the store and revealed internal company information. During the court battles between Food Lion and ABC, over 40 hours of unused footage were released that helped Food Lion's case. In the unused footage, two undercover producers are seen trying to encourage violations of company policy.
Mm.
However, employees resisted and correctly followed sanitary practices. So this sounds like some unscrupulous journalism.
Well, a lot of these ag gag bills that are in place now, this is essentially what the claim is going on with many of the animal rights activists looking into factory farms and these sorts of things that they, only show, only show sort of cut scenes, the very worst of stuff, things like that.
Let's go on. Marvin is with us in New Jersey. Marvin, you're listening to WVNJ.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Hillary with this thing about the server and wiping it clean.
Yeah, tell me about it.
The information not being available. But I thought, who was Snowden? What's his name? Is his name Eric or Edward?
Edward Snowden.
Snowden. We found out through him that the NSA captures all of that stuff online. So
yep.
I don't know why there's an issue that it's not being available. They have it.
That's that's an interesting point, and I suspect
that... I'm going to hang up and listen to you on the radio.
Thank you, Marvin, for the call tonight. Thanks for listening there in very near to New York, WVNG. VNJ, great station.
Well, it's not that I disagree with Marvin's sort of overarching point. I think the claim is that Hillary Clinton's at-home server was not as secure as the NSA's, captured data. So the idea is that what she was doing was exposing national security risks, and she could only do it because she's her, and that is an indication sort of how she, the claim is how she runs, runs her business, how she runs her life, and how she is going to run the nation in the future is a sort of, there's all these great rules, but none of them apply to me.
But, okay, so I got to say, I haven't been following this story very close. So what you're saying is Hillary was putting national security at risk by running her own email server, basically?
I think that the impression I got is basically she had a computer at home and had her, stuff that was secure sent there.
But not in a secure fashion,
right,
is the idea. And this guy, though, was saying that, why can't they find these emails if the NSA has them? Why don't they just hand them over? I think he was kind of making a different point entirely.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay, so if they're investigating her and the idea is that, well, now these emails have been wiped, is that right?
I've heard is that I think wiping the machine was supposed to be a good thing because that way it's, safe. I don't know.
So now, if the caller's point was if the NSA has been gobbling up all of the emails in the world, then why shouldn't
be a problem getting some evidence?
Right. Just tap into them, give them a call and have them dial it up.
Well, that's the FBI is doing whatever investigations behind this, if not the NSA, and government agencies are notorious for working poorly together.
Yeah. That much is certainly true, and you could certainly argue that the NSA is interested in protecting the politicians rather than
the politicians.
Them in
danger. The NSA is interested in protecting, at least.
Right.
Remember,
for the moment,
NSA has access to all the politicians' emails, and this is what scares me the most about the NSA grabbing this information is hey, wait, look, they're grabbing all the information from the politicians. As soon as they find out if they've got a mistress, if they've taken a payoff or the wrong campaign contributions or whatever, that politician is in the pocket of the whatever NSA agent wished to be unscrupulous.
Boy, speaking of mistresses, how about that Ashley Madison hack where gigabytes of data are now available for anyone who wants to spend the time to download and who has the technical expertise to parse through it, to look through this. Friend of the show, technical wizard Steve here in town, was checking it out last night, and he found some interesting information. There's the emails that are in the database, but those aren't very valuable because they never checked the email addresses when people would sign up. They wouldn't verify them. But there are credit card transactions listed, and those would be much more reliable to be the person who's actually putting it through. 855-453, 3 Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. We will, of course, take your calls about anything you want to discuss. You can get us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You can also call toll-free to 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And King Mark.
Don't forget, you can also enjoy the website. Lots of archives going back for not quite an entire decade, but a whole lot of free MP3 files. You just go and download as many as you like and get interactive in a variety of ways. We've got a chat room. There's a webcam and more. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. Steve in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, Steve.
How you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. You're on the radio.
Yeah, I got a couple of interesting tidbits about the immigration situation.
Oh?
I just want the bleeding hearts and the liberals to listen real good. In Los Angeles County, just in Los Angeles County in L.A., it costs $500 million just to get the illegal immigration settled in good.
What's that mean? Illegal immigration settled in.
You mean like help them find a house?
That means the payments and everything else, hospitals, schools, everything, mm-hmm. all that added up, $500 million just in L.A. County.
Now I wonder what that is as far as the percentage of the budget, because L.A. is a pretty big place. It's bigger than
L.A. is broke. I mean, the whole California is broke, isn't it?
At some point. I don't know I don't know what's going on now, but it was a couple of years ago.
Is Lucy Brown running it now?
Yep. you know, I wonder to myself...
$26.9 billion for the county budget, not for the city. That's for L.A. County.
One thing's for sure is anybody who wants to see, you know, people have more freedom around crossing borders in the world, it has to take into consideration that people are not prepared, not interested in paying extra money for sort of welfare services and, you know, whatever services might go to people who come across the borders.
That's what you forgot to mention about that Irish guy whose grandparents came across. There was no security blanket for those people when they came across.
It's really important. It's absolutely important. If they could create, say, a new government, a new situation, instead of, say, a green card, maybe they create a blue card where people, you know, they open up a great deal more immigration because immigrants are good for the economy, but this blue card has no government services at all. You get no government services. The only thing you get to do is come here and work for a better life. And maybe they focus on certain cities like Detroit or New Orleans or Memphis, these ones that have these blighted houses and that sort of thing. Let folks go and take them over and receive services.
How about a third of the prison population now is illegal immigration?
I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe that for a second. The American Conservative magazine did a study.
Did you ever see the prison magazine with all the gangs in there? Latino gangs?
I've been in prison, so I have a reasonable idea of what it's like in there.
Mark spent 8 years in prison.
And I can tell you that...
wasn't found no top security prison.
I was in a level three institution in the state of Florida.
What does that mean?
That's the lowest level of maximum. So there's three levels of maximum, the highest being death row, the lowest being a level three, and then there's a level four, higher containment. So, I've been at several different levels of institutions, and I can tell you the amount of illegal immigrants that were there was not negligible, but not nearly a third.
Steve, would you agree that we ought to shut down all government welfare and just allow charities to handle helping people?
Well, that's how it was back before, right?
Yeah, like mutual aid and charities. Yeah, sure. So would you be in favor of that?
I suggest you cut down all the benefits to them and they would go back to their own country.
No. I meant to everybody, like getting rid of government welfare entirely.
Well, there's some people that's going to need welfare whether we like it or not.
Oh, so you're okay with
this? That position doesn't make any sense. Wait a minute now.
You got no legs and arms. You got to get somebody to take care of you.
I got you. How come you don't care about the people with no legs and no arms that are in Chihuahua, but you do care about the people with no legs and no arms that are in North Carolina?
Well, let Chihuahua take care of them.
Chihuahua isn't doing very well, sir. I mean, you know, what North Carolina is going to do is take money from rich people and give it to people with no arms and no legs.
We're not doing very well either, buddy. Have you checked it lately? $18 trillion.
I do not support having the government taking care of people, whether it's in Chihuahua or wherever.
I'm putting inconsistencies out.
I'm confused here.
When are we going to start doing good?
Steve, hang on a sec. We got to work on that for a moment. Look. As far as helping people out, what I was suggesting is we have charity do it. You weren't talking about bringing people from Chihuahua here to have government take care of them.
The point I was trying to make is that it is philosophically inconsistent to say that I have to, some rich person has to take care of a person with no arms and no legs. He came up with the story. I didn't. That's in North Carolina. But that same rich person doesn't have to take care of a person with no arms and no legs that's in Chihuahua, which is a state in Mexico.
Steve, what do you think about that? Are you inconsistent?
No, I'm not inconsistent. I want everybody to take care of themselves. They can. But the ones that need it the most, let their countries take care of them, and we'll take care of ours.
So you support forced wealth redistribution?
Do I support what? I didn't hear you.
You support the use of force to distribute wealth, like socialism.
No, you know I'm not a socialist. You know.
Well,
that.
I don't know you, Steve. You just told me you support government welfare, and that's a socialist program.
I said for the people that absolutely, positively need it.
Still socialism. It doesn't matter how many people you have in the program. It's still socialism to force people to pay for services they may or may not value. But why shouldn't people be able to just choose for themselves to help the sick people and the injured people and the poor people of the world?
I thought that's during the 20s and 30s and 40s and 50s. That's the way they did it.
Yeah, let's try that again. Thanks, Steve, for the call tonight. Dave is in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave. Our toll-free number, by the way, is 855-450-FREE. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, I really enjoy you guys. I feel you have a pretty good grasp of it all, and you're not easily shattered by people that share a little bit of what the bureaucracy is all about. So,
thanks. Go ahead with why you were calling.
Well, I've been trying to analyze several of these candidates that are running, and we certainly have enough of them, and I find two big exceptions, and one of them is Donald Trump. I find, as Marvin there of New York and a few of the other callers, that most of the candidates are in the business of accepting big payoffs from crooked special interests, pharmaceutical companies, insurance companies, crooked banks, all kinds of things. And these are not people that are interested in seeing honest government. When they try to pay off the Democrats and try to pay off the Republicans, they're wanting something special in return. And it's
absolutely
the right to be able to grab more for them and screw over some other group. So,
but you think Donald Trump's somehow different from that just because
he doesn't?
No.
Well, I think that he's not owned by the other big special interest. He is his own.
See, Mark, don't jump to conclusions, Mark.
I just couldn't believe it. So, well, he's probably not owned. I would believe that special interests probably believe Trump will turn on them, yes.
I don't for a minute think that Donald Trump, however, is in the business of trying to do something to benefit the citizens. I don't find that. I don't feel he's in the business of trying to do good for it. And people in general.
He is certainly going to do good for Donald Trump. That much you can count on. Thank you for the call tonight, Dave. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
I don't think Donald Trump is running for president. I think he's running for his next television program.
Do you think he's going to go with the independent campaign if he does not get the nomination?
If it benefits Donald Trump.
All right, so you can share your thoughts here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE.
I was at the Freedom Fest where Donald Trump spoke, and there was an incident where a bunch of police were escorting a very loud man out of the building.
Someone trying to interrupt him?
It was the police. I'll tell you, the police were escorting a very loud man who out of the building. I saw him from a distance. I assumed this is sort of the loudness and the shouting was a drunk guy or something like that. Got a little closer. It was Donald Trump.
Donald Trump was escorted out of the event to which he was invited?
In an entirely different way, right? Like, he actually had an escort. Do you get what I'm saying?
They were escorting him out, not because he was a bad boy, but because he was...
Because he was Donald Trump. He was being escorted out. But he was allowed... Like, it was just such a weird thing.
It was his security detail.
I completely misinterpreted what I saw because of the sort of loudness.
Were they actual uniformed police, or was it hotel security or Donald Trump security?
I think it was all of that. It was an entourage. It must have been, I don't want to exaggerate, but at least eight people.
So he was a featured speaker at this event?
Yeah.
Did he take questions from people?
I don't know.
Did you watch it?
No, I left.
Oh, okay.
What the hell would I want to listen to that for?
I've been
lied to enough in my life. I don't need this crap. I went to P.F. Chang's. It was great.
All right, so...
J.P. Plank Chang's?
That's P.F. Chang's. I've never been to one, but that's what it's called.
It was good.
855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. The U.S. drops on the list of most free countries in the world. We'll talk about
it. Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.